It's Wednesday, February 26th, and you're tuned in to the Gen V Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. February is almost done. 2 months into 2020, we are fast approaching springtime.
Yeah, but there's like a snowstorm today.
There's a snowstorm today.
The fuck?
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, man, that blows.
Like, way to put a damper on my life.
Why you just turn... Man, bro, like, why you gotta do that?
Yo, weather, why you gotta do me like that?
Nah, babe, don't leave me. You're too sexy to leave me.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But, yo.
You just went straight fuckboy with that accent.
But listen, it's okay. Not all things are gloom and doom here.
Okay.
Because we got three questions to go through, baby.
Yeah, we got hella questions.
We got three questions to go through. Yo, hit him up with Khan's Corner. Rafid writes
in. I'm glad
in.
He kept the name. I'm glad he kept it.
Hey, TNIB crew.
Hi.
Apologies if this is late. Got sidetracked and forgot to send this in earlier.
It's too late. It's gone.
Except skip, that...
Skip the question.
It's too late, except that you're right on time.
Skip it.
I had been reading a manga called... Ooh.
What?
Mari Mashita... Iruma-kun.
Well, give me that. I need to Google this.
Mairi?
M-I-R-I?
M-A-I-R-I.
Yeah.
Mashita.
Iruma-kun.
For a while. The scanlations had been on off, so while I still followed it, I didn't avidly stay updated on it.
Welcome to the demon school, Iruma-kun.
Much to my surprise, an anime adaptation was announced sometime last year. I was surprised the series was popular enough to get one. Granted, I have no idea what's popular in Japan outside of Shonen Jump.
Idols.
I was even more pleasantly surprised to find the adaptation pretty well done. The art style wasn't necessarily super striking, and the animation itself was fine, but not really amazing. But the attention to detail with various arcs and subplots foreshadowed was something that struck with me right away. And side characters getting lots of moments to shine with an extra scene or two, fleshing out their personality or setting up future development. I was really happy to see all these elements come together, and it felt rewarding as the manga reader.
Ooh, the manga reader.
Manga reader. Fingers crossed for season two. But I wanted to ask, has there ever been an adaptation of a property you guys have followed that surprised you? As in, they went the extra mile when they didn't need to, and you felt rewarded as a fan. How was it? Thank you guys for your time, and have a nice day. Sincerely, Rafid Khan.
Sorry, I kind of zoned out for a second. Is he asking about the adaption that went above and beyond, or just the series in general?
Both. Say you were the manga you like, you were surprised it was good enough to get a series, and when they did get a series... it was even better than you had thought.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Wow.
Because that shit is faithful as fuck. But I think the one, like, the more niche one, I guess, for me would be Madoka Box.
Mm.
Where I read the manga and I was like, this show is fucking nutty.
The Box of Madoka.
But there's no way it'll get an anime series. And then it did.
I remember.
And even you liked it.
Yeah, I did.
That's a good show.
And then they stopped making the anime.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, only these two weird guys in Canada like the show. And that's the only two.
Yeah.
I can't think of... I can definitely think of more where I'm disappointed with the adaption rather than pleasantly surprised.
I think that's the common assumption with most manga fans.
Yeah, I feel... Well, like, just like real bad shit, like Berserk 2016 or the new... Kengan Asura.
Kengan Asura.
On Netflix. Like, just looks like booty. Baki the Grappler would probably be in the positive list, especially being a Netflix original anime.
Hmm.
Castlevania series going from game to TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't really follow the same plot line, but, like, taking that franchise and, like, doing its own spin with it, that was actually really good.
Yeah.
Also, I gotta say, in that manga he mentioned, main character looks like he should be in Beyblade.
Oh, shit. He does. Wow.
I know, right?
But, like, he's not one of the hero characters.
No, he's just, that's the main character.
He's, like, the super fan of Tyson.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. He's the devil.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess so.
That explains why he looks like an angel.
Yeah, you gotta subvert those expectations, Vince.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
I, as we all know, I don't read the mangaka.
You were on it for a little bit. And then you just dropped off.
So I don't really have any one-to-one relations like that. I can't really think of any, say, video game that got adapted into something where I was super happy about.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go in the opposite direction, where there's something in anime I like that was adapted into something else that I was really disappointed.
What?
Initial D, the movie.
Oh, the Chinese movie.
Yes.
Hey, listen, you can't trust China, all right? Who's in that? What's his name? Fuck.
Jay.
Oh, Jay Chow's in
Chow.
It. Yo, Jay Chow's booty. All right? Stick to singing, homie.
I was so disappointed in that movie.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it was awful.
Didn't you have a friend recently who tried to say it was fantastic?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was her only exposure to Initial D.
Yeah, you can't be friends with her anymore. I think by decree of the podcast, she's not allowed. You're not allowed to talk to her.
Listen,
anymore.
Me and her have been on definite opposite ends of the spectrum lately, so.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, like, off the top of my head. There's not really much else I can think about right now. You know what? I really liked reading Harry Potter and watching the movies. Does that count?
I have a weird history with that.
Like, don't get me wrong, the books are still superior.
Okay.
But I think as far as an adaptation goes into a movie, I think they're fantastic.
I have read every Harry Potter book.
Except the last one.
I have watched none of the movies. Except the last one.
Wait, the last one?
The last one.
Oh. So you don't even know the first half.
No, I just watched the second half of the last book.
Oh, okay. Buddy. Buddy, what a fuck, man.
I know.
What a fuck. How are you going to do me like this?
I'm going to do Harry Potter like that.
Yo, how are you? You're such a muggle.
I know, right?
You're such a muggle.
Is that what they call the human characters?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I had to confirm.
Such a muggle.
You know why I didn't read the last one?
Why?
Because I didn't get a first edition hard copy.
Woo!
To go along with the rest of my first edition hard copies.
Oh, that's like a collection that you're never going to complete now.
Apparently the last book is not expensive. Because they've made so many of them.
Well, you better hurry up on that.
Yeah.
Paper doesn't last forever. I'll have you know.
Long enough.
Listen, once it gets dry enough, that shit just combusts.
I have the first edition Harry Potter for the first book.
Oh, yeah?
With the typo in it.
Which one?
The one where it's like he's listing the things he needs for Potter school or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he lists one item. Like, there's one item in that list twice.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Wow, that's some Harry Potter geekery.
I know.
Dude. Dude. You gotta get out.
I need to go outside. Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks for your question, Rafid. Guess what?
What?
Brian Mack writes in.
Oh, yes.
With a Mac attack.
Hit me up.
Hello, nerds. Thought I should change it up a little and leave my question on the Facebook instead.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we don't really care where you submit your question as long as you submit it.
Yeah.
I heard this question recently from a different podcast, and that got me curious about what you guys' answers would be. What is your earliest gaming experience that made you sit back and just say, wow? I remember my earliest memory was when I first played Final Fantasy X, and the stadium scene with the music made me say the most exciting, wow.
Yeah.
I remember that, for seeing that scene. I think everybody remembers for seeing that scene.
Yeah, that's fucking right. That's a rad scene.
With Blitzball?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonner.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. That's still one of the best openings to a game.
I gotta say, when I was at my cousin's house, and we were playing NES Track and Field versus... with the mats.
Whoa.
And we would do like the relay and the, it was like the 100 meter dash.
Yeah,
do hurdles.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And like just being able to compete against my cousins live on the TV.
Yeah.
While using some crazy interactive controller that wasn't a traditional gaming controller.
Yes.
Just kind of blew my mind as a kid.
Yes.
And that's, like, all I wanted to do was, like, play that track and field game and use that mat. Or use that mat for, like, different games that it shouldn't work on. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to play Mario with the mat. It's like, why?
Mm.
And just, like, that kind of like opened up my eyes to where I saw video games as this thing that was like, that's super cool and I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But that moment was one of the things where I was like, holy fuck, video games have potential. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be so much cool shit. If they could put a mat and I could play like a running game, what else could they do? What if they put like a gun on the screen? I could shoot the thing. And then they did. It was Duck Hunt. It was wow. Awesome.
Wow. That was your first wow moment?
Yeah.
Not really, eh? I don't, like, growing up with anything in the 8-bit and 16-bit era, I don't think I was ever wowed by
it. Yeah, I was never wowed by the game itself. It was more like the technology surrounding the game.
Really? When you were that young?
Yeah.
You cared that much?
I thought it was just really cool. Like, the whole Duck Hunt thing where I could, like, shoot the gun, and then it flashes the screen, it registers.
Yeah.
But also, like, I guess from a pure, like, I'm sitting back and being like, holy shit, I'd probably have to be PS2 era as well. Like, Metal Gear Solid 2.
Okay.
Just that whole tanker scene, he jumps off the bridge, lands on the thing, you walk, like, they can't hear you because all the rain's going on. You can knock on the door and they're like, huh, someone like did something. If I came in from outside and I went around inside the ship, they saw my footprints because it's all wet.
Yeah.
Like, just the amount of fucking detail in that game is nutty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think my first wow moment was Super Mario 64.
Oh, that's like the penultimate. that's the ultimate.
Yeah, like when you first start and you're playing with this face and you're like, whoa. And then you boot up the game and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, they just bring you into this open area. Yeah. And it's just like, just fuck around.
Yeah, and Mario can triple jump. He can wall kick.
He can long jump.
What the? He could ground pound.
He can handstand on a tree.
He could do so much shit. Like, what the?
He could swim.
Fuck. Yeah, that was my first like wow moment. And then
that area is so smart too.
The outside of the castle?
Yeah. Because there's no enemies.
Yeah.
Everything you can do in the game, you can do in that outside area.
Yeah.
And it's just like, here, just fuck around and play.
Yeah. 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 That was the first time I was like, whoa, video games, man.
Whoa. And you're like, wow, this controller sucks dick, though.
Just a little bit. It's like, why? What's this fucking like?
What? Yeah, three prongs.
Yeah. Why can I not reach the D-pad and the analog
stick? Why am I holding the devil's trident?
Yeah, like, I don't get it. And then like I had subsequent moments, like when I first played, Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, cars.
Cars are cool.
Cars are cool. The Final Fantasy X moment.
Yeah.
The Final Fantasy VII moment I also had too, when I first played that.
Resident Evil 2 with the dogs.
Oh, is that two?
Is that two or one?
With the window?
Yeah.
That's one.
That's one. So Resident Evil 1 with the window, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then when, like, a bunch of years later, my cousin got Nemesis.
Yeah.
And, like, having the big horror dude follow you around, and he's, like, a consistent character. It's just like, oh, shit. It's like you have a villain. Like, so cool.
Absolutely. I think the most recent one, and probably the last one for me, because after that, I was just kind of got, I don't want to say jaded, but I think video games just had more of a gradual evolution, but it was when I first got my PlayStation 3.
You played Genji, Day of the Blade.
No. I bought Oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, that's a mountain. I can walk to it.
See that mountain? You can go there.
I was like, holy shit, there are no boundaries. That was the last big wow moment.
My horse, I can ride it up this mountain.
Yes, and you can use the whole bunch. Like,
there are so many wow moments in that game. Like, even negative wow moments.
That's true. Like, I can look at all this corn I could pick up. And then it's like, look at me, unleash a mountain of corn.
Oh, look, I can pay $3 for horse armor.
Yeah, and then it's like, I can kill anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody. And just like the little different story, like that game, that entire game is a wow
moment. I'm gonna steal all everybody's spoons.
Yes,
you can do that.
And it's like, why?
Why would you want to steal all these spoons?
Yeah,
I'm holding all these spoons, Vince.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you sell all your shit to the merchant, and then duck stealth, and then go behind him, and then steal all your money back.
Such a dumb game.
Fantastic game. Fantastic.
You just max your stealth skills so that like when you're walking in front of people, they don't see you.
Yeah, they're
you.
Like, huh? And then you get that one talent tree where when you duck, you automatically turn invisible for a second.
Yes, it makes no sense. Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, well, yes, that was my last big wow moment.
Obviously, my biggest wow moment was in the PS1 when every single sports game had Dracula in it by Rob Zombie.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, burn to the witches and stuff. When I'm playing Sled Storm on my, was it PlayStation 1 or 2?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Actually,
oh, SSX Tricky is probably up there for me too.
For a big wow moment.
For a big wow moment. Okay. Just being able to go down this mountain and like fucking whip a board around. Where I was like, man, or Tony Hawk. It's like, man, I wonder if I can go outside. And then also,
oh yeah, Tony Hawk was a good one too. Yeah. Pro skater, yeah.
Because I'm a Superman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See where I am doing everything.
I remember, okay. Yeah. And then you can get like the Spider-Man code.
Yeah,
and
you go into the Tony Hawk 1, you can jump through the thing in the warehouse.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Hawk was a good wow moment. There's a lot of good ones out there. But yeah, those are mine.
Man. Video games are cool.
They were cool.
They are cool.
Do you know what else? Okay, no, I lied. You know what my most recent wow moment is? What? When I bought the Switch and I played it in my hand and I put it on the TV.
Yeah.
And then I took it back off.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whoa!
It does as the thing it's advertised is doing. That's still next level, though. Just like playing. That's what I did. Like, I played it on the train recently.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I plopped it in my fucking stand and I put it on my computer monitor and I was like, wow. The future is now.
Wow. The thing that they had told me they were going to be doing for the past year, it does it.
It does the thing.
It's like I didn't believe them.
Yeah, no gimmicks, no nothing.
It just works.
Just like the Wii U.
Oh, God. Gross. Gross. All right, last question is from our favorite question to Chew on.
Hey.
Paul Chew writes in. Is there anything that you loved as a child that, when revisited as an adult, did not hold up?
A lot of things.
Everything.
Almost all the things.
Related to that, is there anything you're scared to revisit because you don't want to taint your memory?
So recently I had a marathon day with some of my friends, and I remember loving this one movie as a kid. It's called National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation.
I'm gonna stop you there. It was never good.
I'm prone to agree. Okay. Because I'm watching this movie and all the jokes in it, I'm like, yeah, if I were still 8, these would be fucking hilarious.
Okay.
But I like slogged through the first 30 minutes of that movie and I was like, is it over yet? It's like, no, it's just 30 minutes. There's still like an hour to go.
Mm.
I was like, mother, I can't do this anymore.
No.
Like I had to shut it off and it's forever tainted my idea of what that movie is.
That's sad.
It's very sad. It's so sad.
That's sad.
Maybe in terms of games, there's not, I don't know. Games I kind of have more like leeway for.
Oh, you're more forgiving.
And more forgiving of the games. Cause I'm like, it's so technical, right? Like a good movie is a good movie, right? If I go back and watch The Godfather, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Right? But for a game, there's so many factors in it that has to do with the current technology at the time. And because games are so young in terms of making them, there weren't a lot of set rules.
Mm.
Like going back and playing old first-person shooters, and it's not dual analog.
Mm.
Like you ever go back and play Siphon Filter?
It's a great game.
It totally isn't. it totally is not.
Dude, it's a great game.
What about the original 3 Tomb Raiders?
Oh, those are never good.
Yeah, but she got triangle boobies.
That's why those games sold.
yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things I can think of.
Yeah, like everything from my childhood, I think, was always bad. Like, the one that I always reference was Transformers. Like, I love Transformers. But, like, I remember the first time I went back to watch that cartoon. Absolute dog shit. It is awful.
Sonic Underground? That's a bad show. Yeah,
you know, like, G.I. Joe? Bad.
The only one that's held up? Fighting Foodons.
Wow. I cannot believe you. Yeah, basically, like, all the cartoons from the late 80s to early 90s are all bad. All bad.
Yeah.
I would say. So.
What about Pokemon?
I haven't revisited like season 1 Pokemon, but in my head it can't be that bad.
What about Dragon Ball?
Only no, see, it can't be that bad because it follows the generic anime shonen structure that we still watch today.
True, true.
Like the only thing is it would look older. Video games, it's not so much the gameplay that I can't get behind anymore. It's just the Jaggies.
Ooh, baby.
Jaggies.
Let me tell you about going back to the PS2 and playing Final Fantasy 12. The amount of fucking Jaggies in that game.
Let me tell you about Final Fantasy XII on the Switch. The amount of no Jaggies.
There's on zero that. Jaggies. I've been playing on the PS4. Zero Jaggies.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, that's my big issue. Like, I don't know if there's anything I would not like to go back to just for because I hold it in such high regard.
Probably like Gurren Lagann because that show sucks dick.
It's only like, what, 13 years old now?
Damn. Also, that show's good as fuck.
So. Yeah.
I know for me, it's like anime that I had certain taste of. Like when I was a little weeblet.
That's a word.
Yeah.
A weeblet.
Yeah, when I was a little weeblet. And I,
oh, here, look at this young weeblet.
Yeah, and I was just learning about the anime. Like I really was into like the harem stuff, like Love Hina and Negima, like really generic high school harem comedy and that kind of stuff. Cause to, yeah. at the time I was watching, it was super fresh.
Yeah.
Right. And now I go back to that stuff. I'm like, no, this is hot garbage. And the okay. only reason I liked it was because it was like a novelty.
Okay.
Right. It was just new.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like early Naruto. Other than Gaara versus Rock Lee, not that great.
I feel that way about like Bleach too.
Yeah, early Bleach, it's aight.
Yeah, it's aight. Rukio's out there, you yeah. know. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I can really list anything that I would not go back to because I hold in such high regard. No, I don't think so.
There's a. I equate my early anime career. As how in on gaming forums now, it's really, I guess it's cool to like have a collection of games.
Sure.
Right. And so younger people, because they haven't been alive that long, they try to boost their collection in terms of numbers by just buying hot garbage games.
Mm.
Like I bought all the Maddens. It's like, bitch, why?
Fair but enough.
My anime watching was kind of like that, where I would just watch
anything,
anything and everything. And because it was novel, I was like, wow, this is really good. Hmm. But it's like, no, High School DxD is fucking terrible.
Hmm. Huh.
Clannad is hot garbage.
Huh. Huh.
Angel Beats has a bad opening.
I mean, you're wrong. That's a great opening. It's one of the classic anime openings. Yeah, I don't know. I think, I feel like there is a Gundam show I have not gone back to watch because of.
Which one? G?
No. Seed.
Oh. We gotta go back and watch Wing. That's the one we gotta go back to and see if it holds up.
You're right. Like, that is the one where, like, I haven't actually watched in its entirety since high school.
Trace Cutranada.
I know. I'm into it.
They got the best names, dog.
I know they do. Trace Cutranada.
Okay. Milliardo Peacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to name my kid Milliardo.
Are you?
No.
Milliardo?
Instant bullied.
Let's name him Duo.
I'll name the kid that I accidentally have Milliardo because I don't like him.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, yes. I don't think there's anything that we can definitely say we will not go back to.
Yeah. I'm definitely open to going back and like looking at.
I'm everything. Definitely going open to going back and shitting on something I loved.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just being like, you dumb fuck. Why do you like this?
Absolutely. Thanks for writing in, Paul.
Thanks.
Let's move into our picks of the week. What do we got?
I got a whole fucking slew of shit.
Mm.
First off, in the meme front.
The meme-phosphere.
There's a new hot meme.
What?
Off the presses.
Huh?
It has to do with Isabella from Animal Crossing and the Doom guy.
This does not sound like it's going to go in nice places.
So because Animal Crossing New Horizons and Doom Eternal come out on the same day.
Oh, no.
People have been making amazing, amazing memes with just both of them. Where certain ones where it's just like the Doom guy walking up into a Best Buy or some shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I want one copy of Animal Crossing, please. And then he pulls out like an Animal Crossing purse and then pays the thing. And then Isabella shows up and is like, Doom, please. And then gets the Doom helmet and walks away. Or like little fan fiction stuff of like Doom guy teaching Isabella how to use the super shotgun and stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah. It's
I see.
Are you looking at it?
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Fucking fantastic memes.
I see.
Just because of a release date.
Wow.
And even the, even, was it fucking Bethesda has been capitalizing on this really? Moment. Like, whenever Nintendo announces anything Animal Crossing related, they'll be in the comments being like, is Isabella going to be there?
Oh,
and stuff like that. Okay, so, okay. There's a lot of good fan art that I recommend people check out.
Okay.
Just really cool.
Okay.
Do you remember Black Mesa?
Black Mesa? Is that Half-Life?
That is Half-Life. That is the science thing of, what is it? Where
yeah.
Gordon Freeman worked. He worked at Black
yeah,
Mesa.
Yeah.
So Black Mesa is also the name of the Valve-approved fan remake of the original Half-Life.
Oh.
And this has been in development since as long as I can fucking remember. And this March 5th, the game will finally leave early access after 14 years of development.
What?
Yeah.
How old's Half-Life?
The original Half-Life came out for PC in the year of our Lord,
1998. Whoa. Oh, I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah,
and it's the same, same year as Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah. And then Half-Life 2, 2004.
Wow.
Ooh, that was actually a good one for one of those... have you gone back to something that hasn't held up? I went a couple years ago. I went back and played Half-Life 2.
Does not hold up.
Does not hold up.
No, it does not.
It does not.
The game's shit.
The game's... I wouldn't say shit.
I would
it's
say
definitely
good.
Not good.
It's not good.
But yeah, so the... I think he was figuring out, like, I think the... Or the collective who's making the game. They're called Crowbar Collective.
KK.
They're remaking, like, the Zen levels, like the alien world portions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the last step they had to do because the original Half-Life, the Zen levels sucked ass. But yeah, man. 14 years.
Good shit.
Since 2006.
Good shit.
Even remaking this fucking game.
Mm.
Next is Samurai Jack is getting a video game for the first time in 10 years.
Wow.
It's called Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. Is being made by a studio called... Where'd it go? I forgot what it was called. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Went there.
Soleil?
S-O-L-E-I-L.
S-O-L-E-I-L. They have made Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Strikers.
Heh.
They made the new No More Heroes game, the Travis Strikes Again one with all the minigames.
Eh.
They've also made The Devil's Third on the Wii U.
Really?
Yeah. So, I heard Shinobi Strikers, it was aight. I heard that Travis game, that touchdown, whatever. I heard it's pretty good. That Devil's Third game, that's a hot pile of garbage.
Mm.
So, it can go either way.
Mm.
But they have this real Nickelodeon 3D style to it.
They do. I don't like it.
You don't like
it? I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Do not approve.
So, I don't really know how I feel about that, but I don't know. Samurai Jack is a cool franchise. Aku's cool.
Sure.
I guess.
Sure. I never watched that last season.
I heard it's not great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard it was okay.
Oh, okay. This one is one of your favorite game franchises.
Oh, yeah?
Mass Effect.
Oh, yes.
Commander Shepard.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Okay. So there was a tweet recently, just some guy who's like famous in the gaming sphere, the Twitterverse. He was talking about, he made a joke about how games will be like, hey, you can play as evil. And then it's like me as a player. I don't want to hurt people because it hurts my feelings. Like stuff like that. And a cinematics director who worked on Mass Effect 1 actually tweeted or responded to that tweet saying that you are correct. In Mass Effect 1, almost nobody played the renegade option of the game. Upwards of 93% of people played Paragon instead of, and that's one of those things where it's just like, oh, this is one of the pieces of information when anybody says video games cause violent behavior, right? It's gonna be like, check this out, right?
Wow.
And it even brought back some old news stories from a couple of years ago when Mass Effect 3 came out, where it was like, yeah, like over 60% of people played Paragon in those games. I also went down the rabbit hole of like looking at Renegade options in a lot of the Mass Effect games. And it's like, man, you just straight up beat up that one reporter in Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every single time you meet her, you just kick the shit out of her. It's like, yeah,
it's a trigger.
Yeah, oh my god, you just hit her.
Yeah.
Damn, you evil as fuck. It's crazy.
I played both routes. The Renegade one's pretty fun.
Renegade's one, oh, I played it in Mass Effect 2. It's kicking that guy out the window in the DLC. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was so sick.
See ya.
Yeah. This one is kind of crazy. I don't really know who this guy is. His name is Kurt French. He goes by the username Kurt0411. He's a FIFA pro streamer. But apparently he has been having some issues with the game, and he's been taking it out by making abusive and threatening messages and videos to EA employees and competitive players within the scene. And EA has decided to take action. And so Vince, like, what would be a normal punishment for a public figure who is, you know, harassing other content creators, maybe saying some unforth things to developers?
Ban them from the game.
Ban from that game, yeah. Right? Yeah. That would be a normal one, except EA has banned him from every EA game on every online service forever.
Whoa, but how do they enforce that?
I don't know.
Like, is like an IP address block? Is it
you,
like
well, the thing is, it's like you can do a Mac ban. Like, your machine is fucked. You can do an IP ban, your IP is fucked. But then also, he's a public figure. So if they see him playing the game at all, they can just find his account and ban him.
That's true. I guess if you're a public figure, you can't do much shit. Yeah, okay.
He has been banned from every single EA game and online service.
That's ridiculous.
That's fucking crazy. I'm pretty sure they're just using him to like set a precedent. But still, that's fucking
wild. No, that's wild.
That's wild as fuck.
Holy shit. Every EA game?
Every
forever.
Single. Yeah. And apparently shortly after his ban, a number of EA Sports employees had their Twitter accounts hacked. So it's causing like a crazy shitstorm in the FIFA scene.
That's a shame. Why can't just people be nice?
I don't know. Before I get to the big one, this one is just a really cool story I read about.
Okay.
Is that off the BBC? So it's like news.
Oh, the BBC.
So apparently in Japan,
yep,
there are an influx of people, elderly people,
okay,
who are committing crimes on purpose.
Elderly people.
Yeah. You want to know why?
No, yeah.
Because of the way the pension system is set up in Japan, they have run out of pension money and now are committing crimes to live for free in prison.
Whoa. That's next level.
Yeah. So in this one, they were talking to a 63-year-old. His name is Toshio Takata. And he told the reporter that he broke the law on purpose because he was poor. And he wanted to live somewhere free of charge without worry of bills, even if it meant behind bars.
How old is he?
69.
Shit.
And so basically what he did is that he said he took a bicycle. He stole a bicycle, rode it to a police station, and then said, I stole this bike.
Oh my god.
And then he got sent to jail.
Oh my god. That is, what a, such an endearing crime. Wow.
Yeah, so his first, he did it the first time at 62.
Okay.
That was the bike one. And he got 1 year in prison.
And he liked it.
And he's like, I can live here for free, baby. And yeah, so he's just going out committing petty crimes every time he's released to get thrown back in jail. And it's like hilarious, but it's also like hella tragic.
Yeah.
Because like these people have no family to like go back to.
Yeah.
Right? They're just totally estranged. They have no friends to like build a community together with. They're just isolated.
Wow.
So they're resorting to committing petty theft to go to jail so that they can live for free and have some sort of social life.
Wild. I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't. That's also. I don't know how to feel about that. Because on the one hand, it's fucking hilarious. But on the other hand, it's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Wow.
But yeah, I recommend you guys look that up. Just look up like just like elderly crime Japan, like live for free. Just those keywords. It's a pretty cool article.
Will do.
But the I think the big one this week.
The big one.
Is that the Xbox 6 now has technical specs.
Oh.
They're using AMD chips.
AMD?
AMD, baby. F that NVIDIA series Whoa. Stuff. They're saying that it is apparently... So, what is it? 12 teraflops in their GPU.
Yeah.
It is 8 times more powerful than the original Xbox One and twice as powerful as the Xbox One X.
Okay.
It's got, like, all kinds of fucking, like... variable rates of shading and blah 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 whatever, but the cool thing I thought was quick resume. So
okay,
so they have right now you're playing a game, right? You put it into sleep mode, you can suspend it, you can do whatever, but apparently there's like so much RAM and processing power in this system that you can now have multiple games in suspend.
Whoa.
And go back to multiple instances of whatever Whoa. You're playing. Yeah. They've teamed up with, like, HDMI forums to, like, do HDMI 2.1 and have, like, ultra-low latency and shit. Whoa. So get ready to go buy new HDMI cables.
Again.
And make sure your TV has the proper HDMI ports to support those cables.
I don't.
Then you gotta buy a new TV, too.
Okay.
I guess, whatever you say. and then what else? Oh, 120 frames per second support.
About fucking time.
I know, right?
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
And I think the other cool thing is that they are committing for all 4 generations of Xbox to be playable on that console.
Wow. Does it have a disc drive?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the one I'm wondering. I think it has a disc drive. Like, I can do a quick control F in this.
I guess it must have to have, like, a Blu-ray drive. Like, you'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, they're using the word driven a lot in this article.
Oh, yeah.
But I assume it's got to have a disc drive. They can't just alienate people who don't have fast internet,
yes,
right, as potential customers. But yeah, they're aiming for all 4 generations of Xbox games to be compatible on this system.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
That is a bold statement.
Wow.
And as someone whose Xbox original recently started crapping out on him, hell yeah.
Okay.
I want to play Jet Set Radio Future, baby.
Okay. You go ahead. Spend $800 on this machine to play.
Jet Set Radio Future?
Yeah. Hell you yeah. Go for it.
At 120 frames per second?
Are you sure it's going to upscale that way?
It probably won't.
No, it won't. It will not.
It probably wouldn't. But yeah, it's cool. Check it out. It looks like a powerful fucking machine.
Yeah.
And I really want to see what PlayStation has to answer, I guess, in probably E3 coming up in, what, May, March?
Except Sony's not going to E3.
Are they not? I thought around that time they're still having their like announcement shit.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have something, but yeah, they don't have they're not going to E3. No one's going to E3.
Yeah, not even Nintendo's going to E3.
Not even Jeff Keighley's going to E3. Oh,
Jeff Keighley's not going to E3, Mr. Video Games himself?
He's not going to E3.
Who's going to E3?
No one's going to E3.
Is John Baum going to E3?
I don't know. E3's dead.
Damn. My dream is over.
It's done.
Time to go to Gamescom.
Get out.
You want to go to Germany?
No. I'm going to Tokyo Game Show.
Hey, that's the one.
that's still alive and kicking.
That's the one.
Was it August? Corona should be gone by then.
Yeah, but wait, when are the Olympics over?
Oh, beginning of August.
They're over the beginning of August?
No, they're over by the end of August. So they'll be over just in time for TGS.
Wait, what?
What?
I just... Oh, fuck you, clickbait title, bitch ass. There was an article released like 4 hours ago from GameSpot, and it's called PS5 Roundup. Games, price, release date, specs, and everything we know.
We know.
But it says, and everything we know, implying the previous things are known. So then when I went through the article, like it's like PS5 release date. This is surely on everybody's lips. And we'll get, like, when will it come out? Oh my god. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. With your clickbait bitch-ass title. That's why nobody goes to your website anymore.
Wow. Someone's angry.
I got clickbaited. I feel bad.
Okay. Any other picks you got?
No, that's it. Those are all of them.
I got two videos.
You got the Vigigame. I can't believe one of your picks is like something I should have had.
You should have had this.
And I didn't know.
Yo, Platinum Games making the first original title in a while.
Damn, but all they do is make original titles. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
I gotta look up the library of Platinum Games.
When's the last Platinum Games original title?
All right, you keep talking. I'll look it up.
Yo, Project GG. Check out the trailer. Looks like some kaiju monster superhero shit.
Yeah, and it's like the finale to Hideki Kamiya's like superhero trilogy.
Yes.
But it says Project Agogo, and I'm like, there's no fucking way it's a Beautiful Joe game. What the fuck?
You think it's a callback to Beautiful Joe?
Yeah.
I just don't see it. But it would make sense if like this trailer was just a movie scene.
Like, it doesn't look like gameplay, if that's what you're saying. It definitely looks like a CGI.
Oh, no. But you know how, like, Beautiful Joe's all about, like, the... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they're making that new one, Babylon's Fall.
Who are they making that with?
Square Enix.
Okay, yes. I meant, like, this is the first original platinum.
Only platinum? Well, let me tell you something, buddy.
Okay.
They've only done one game with that.
Yep. I know.
And it's Wonderful 101 Remastered and also Project GG.
So.
Because all their first stuff was with Sega.
Yep.
And then Konami. Some yep. Nintendo shit.
Yep.
They made those really bad, that really bad Legend of Korra game.
Yep.
And that pretty decent Transformers game.
Yep.
And then they made Star Fox Zero?
Yep.
Damn. They made that bad Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Yep.
And then they made maybe their best game, Nier Automata. The game's hot.
Yeah.
It's a good-ass game.
Yep.
What's World of Demons?
That's not out.
iOS?
Okay. Let's not even think about that one.
It's made by DNA. It's with DNA, the guys who make Pokemon Masters.
Yeah.
Then Astral Chain, then Wonderful 101. Okay.
Anyways, looks interesting. Can't wait to see more.
It's got to be a Wonderful 101 related thing.
You think so? Wonderful 101?
Or Beautiful Joe. One of those chibi-ass things, right? It's got to be one of those.
You're probably right.
I still got to kickstart that game, but
I got nothing for this one though, but like it looks great. And then my second pick is there's a trailer for the Netflix Transformers series War for Cybertron Siege.
This is some generic ass shit.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Transformers is pretty generic ass shit.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
We watch it because it's giant. It's robots transforming and fighting and shooting.
Yeah,
but to its credit, it actually looks a bit more. Let's just say it's not as blatantly kids focused.
Okay,
and I think that's the interesting thing here. And also, it says an anime.
Yeah, it said it was an anime, and I'm like, is it though?
Yo, anime is all about that CG nowadays.
Is it?
So,
I'm just saying the 80s Transformers is anime.
Yes.
How dare you? Yes. How dare you lie to me?
No. 80s Transformers is anime.
How could you?
You know it's anime, right?
It's not.
Like, that's not even a lie.
It's not.
It's actually anime.
It's animated.
No, you know it's like anime.
Is it the Nihon anime?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I guess it's anime.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. My bad.
It was outsourced.
My bad. It's anime, apparently.
But don't get me wrong. You tell that to the Transformers fan, they'll be like, no. It's a cartoon.
It's not anime. It's a cartoon.
Anyways.
It's not a toy. It's a collectible, Vince. Whoa.
So you know how there's usually a cartoon for Transformers, and then they sell toys based off of the cartoon?
Yes.
So the thing about this Netflix thing is they've done it in reverse. The toy line came out last year.
Oh. And the toy line was popular?
For amongst collectors, yes.
Okay.
And now the anime is coming out.
Hmm.
So it's interesting. They've done it in reverse.
Hmm.
Anyways, looks like fun. I will watch.
Okay.
And that's it for my picks, baby.
I can't believe I didn't see Project GG.
Well, you know you're out of the loop now.
I'm out of the loop, baby.
Like, it's a good thing you're not wearing the video game crown.
None of us are.
Right? I didn't claim that I was. I was just saying.
Just like how none of us are wearing the anime crown.
Well, Transformers are anime.
If it shows up in the Crunchyroll Awards next year, then we'll know. It's truly, truly anime. So yeah, I don't know. I'll start with my week.
Okay.
I've been playing more Dragon Quest.
Hot.
It's very good. I'm leveling.
Yeah.
I'm doing quests.
Yep.
I'm using the Forge.
Oh, I thought you said the Force.
That too.
Oh, okay.
I got too many party members to fit in my party.
Oh shit.
They allow your party members who aren't in your party to gain XP. Hell yeah.
Whoa.
I know, right? It's a revelation.
I got that auto experience share.
Auto experience share, baby.
I need that.
It's so good.
I need that.
It's so good. But yeah, I don't know. The problem with that game is that it's good, but if I wanted to talk about it, the only things that are really interesting to talk about would be spoilers.
Yes. Like all RPGs.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this is like, they take the JRPG formula, and it's like, they've almost perfected it. Like, it's just fucking awesome. But the stuff all surrounding it is like, oh, I want to talk about this part where it turns into 8-bit. But if I do, it's partially spoilers.
You've just ruined the experience for someone who wants to play this game.
No, the 8-bit portion is known. It's well known. But the story surrounding the 8-bit portion is cool.
Okay.
Yeah, the 8-bit version came out when this game came out on the 3DS.
You're saying 8-bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 16. Is it 8-bit?
16.
Is it 16? I think it's 8.
No way.
I think it went down to 8. Dragon Quest 11, 8-bit. Slow-ass Wi-Fi over here. Killing me.
Man, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, you tell me.
What?
Is that 8-bit or 16-bit?
That's 16.
No way.
That's fucking 16.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say it's 8, but all right. Okay. All right, fine. But then the other thing I did is that I had a Clash tournament. The video game, you've probably heard of it, it's called League of Legends.
Oh my gosh.
It's called the League of Legends.
This game.
Yeah. They had a little event happening. I'm going to creak the table if I do that. They had a little event happening and it was called Clash. Wow. And think of it, it's just a mini tournament. You, four other peeps, homies, maybe you're their friends, maybe they're not. You play Clash and it's like a mini bracket.
Okay.
Single or not single elimination, but like, yeah, so is it single elimination? Kind of. You start off in it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 teams per bracket. You have, if you win all 3 games, you're the champion of your Clash.
Okay.
You get some rewards.
Sounds hot.
If you lose, you have another chance to go all the way to second place.
Tell me more about it.
But you can never get to first. Only winners get to go to first place.
That sounds oddly sexual. What? What? From my bases, hitting the mall, rounding corners. Yeah. Like, I can't get there anymore?
No, you can't get. You lose once.
What?
You cannot be.
I'm out?
You cannot win from loser's bracket.
So I gotta be a winner.
You gotta be the winner. You gotta be a winner 100% of the time.
Okay, I can do that.
And League of Legends is a way different game when you're playing it with 5 people. Like, all on voice comms, all trying to do shit.
Yeah.
So I was playing it with some randos. But the strategy I love way more when it's, like, set 5s.
Okay.
Because it's everyone coordinating with each other. The jungler being like, hey, I'm taking blue buff, so topside, watch out, because I'm not even fucking close to you.
Yeah.
Or us saying, like, hey, mid lane's roaming, doing whatever. Bot lane's dead. We should... Oh, flash timers.
Okay.
Like, oh, they use their summoner spell. Like... It's just a lot more coordinated, and it promotes, it like naturally promotes more teamwork in the team-based video game.
Hmm.
Which, as a support main, I appreciate. Because solo queue lately has been rough.
Hasn't it always been rough?
Yeah, I was doing pretty well for a bit.
Okay.
But lately it's been pretty rough.
Okay.
So yeah, That was just like a cool experience. Playing fives, we went 2-1, so we didn't come in first, but we did pretty well. I think the only reason we lost one of our games was because the other team can see like stats of players on the other list, right? So when it comes to the banning phase, you can like, oh, this person's been on a winning streak with this character, ban that character.
They can take him out.
So in the second game, the other team strictly target banned our mid laner.
Oh.
And they banned all five champs he placed.
Oh, that's rough.
It's rough. And so what happened was during comp select, there's a timer on like how long you can take to pick your champions and ban champions. We didn't know what to do. He was like, do I switch lanes? Like, what do I do? And so like our top laner was bottom, our jungler was middle, or everything was fucking switched. And nobody was playing the role they were good at.
Wow.
And then we lost.
I like that strategy. Instead of trying to like handicap every one of the players, you just take one out.
Yeah, you take one out fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was rough.
That's a good strat. Yeah. Like, hats off.
But yeah, the first game we fucking dominated. We played this cheese lane where the guy I was playing with, he was playing Yasuo. His whole thing is like when a character is airborne, he can press R, warp to them, and do like some crazy anime slash. But my support I was playing is Alistar, which is a giant cow. And his normal move is that he dashes to you with one move. And then if you hit the ground pound move before you touch the character, instead of pushing them away, you'll do like a combo where you'll kind of like dash and then pop them up in the air.
Right.
So we just cheese them out. Right. You put up I target one. Yasuo puts up this thing. It's a wind wall. And any projectiles that go into the wind wall just get deleted.
Yeah.
So while we're killing the one character behind the wind wall, the other character is like, oh shit, what do I do? And by the time they run around the wind wall, they're dead.
Yeah.
So we just cheesed them out and went like 21-0
cool.
in the bot lane. Cool. But it was fun. It was really fun to like see what, or not see what competitive like, but see what something close to competitive League of Legends is like, where you're all communicating and you're all on the same page doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not just being like, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to go solo farm over here because you suck dick. Like, it's not like that. It's a completely different game. It's totally cool. That being said, I have to stop playing League of Legends.
It's come to this.
It's come to this. I played a lot of League of Legends today. And I won a bunch of games. Okay. And I lost a bunch of games.
Okay.
I want. What do you think my net score was over, I want to say, 4 hours of playing League today in ranked?
Okay. -1.
+/-0.
That sucks.
I am in the exact place I started after 4 games.
That sucks, man. 4 games?
No, sorry, 4 hours. Sorry, 4 hours.
Holy fuck, 4 hours?
Yeah. I gotta stop playing this video game.
Yes.
Or only play it if I'm duoing with somebody.
Okay.
Because solo queue is not working.
Yes.
Dear God.
Yes.
So yeah, that's my time with League of Legends.
Wow.
And that's kind of been my week.
Wow.
I've been doing, even though it was reading week last week, I've been doing a lot of studying for school, just finishing up projects and doing stuff like that. And now I'm back in the thick of it. So kind of, it's like the home stretch.
Yeah.
Got one more month left, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
All the big projects are due.
Yeah.
So there's no little thing, but it's just like, hey, work on these 4 projects because they're going to take you a month. So I'm doing a lot of researching.
Mm.
So
that sounds like fun.
I'm kind of on the downturn in terms of fun doing stuff. Nerdy stuff.
Okay.
I did play a little bit of River City Girls.
Oh yeah.
That beat 'em up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
I like it. Yo, it's a beat 'em up.
I heard.
And you got to save your boyfriends from being kidnapped.
Well, shit.
And you just kick ass in the school. I don't know. Like, that's again one of those things where it's like they took that beat 'em up formula. And they do it very, very well.
It's on Switch?
Yeah, it's on the Switch. But I also didn't play it enough to like get super far in to see if they do anything unique.
Okay.
Like so far, everything I've been doing is just like, no, this is just a good brawler. Like it reminds me a lot of the Scott Pilgrim brawler. You know you can't buy that anymore?
Can you not?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like delisted now.
On the PlayStation 3?
On everything.
Oh.
I think like the company who made it or the person who held the rights to Scott Pilgrim or whatever, like just didn't want the game. I don't know what happened to it, but you can't buy that game anymore.
Shit.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's like PT, but for last gen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, there it is. There you go.
Okay. I was the most nerdy this week.
Do it. What'd you do?
I went The Ontario Science Center.
You fucking dork!
And I had a great time.
Yeah, Ontario Science Center is dope as fuck.
I hadn't been since I was a kid.
Wait, did you go to the Science Center or you go to the ROM?
The Science Center.
Ooh, look at you.
The Science Center. Look at you. It's a place, you know, that's designed to teach kids about science.
Yes.
But let me tell you, when you go as an adult, shit's even more fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like, things are just so dumb now. Like, well, they're so dumbed down for you to understand that, like, yeah, you feel like a genius. And there's, like, a lot of dumb, fun experiments you could do with whoever you go with. And, yeah, no, it was fun.
Or, like, a kid does an experiment, then you do it even better. And, yeah, and that you're kid's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of strength tests that, like, are designed so that kids can barely do it.
Oh, and then you just come in and fucking crush it.
You just crush it, and you're like, whatever.
Oof, brush that dust off my
shoulder. I will show you science, baby.
You poor, poor young thing.
Oh, yeah, and then we went into the kids section and, like, played in the kids section, and that was fun. So
you went to the ball pit?
The equivalent. The water park, yeah. Ooh. No, Science Center's fun to learn shit. It's great. And then, still playing Final Fantasy VII on my Switch. Pretty good.
Almost done?
No, I've just left Midgar.
Dude, you're playing God mode. Just finish it.
So, in all my playthroughs when I was younger.
Yes.
I had always been on the Tifa Lockhart camp.
Okay.
Going through it now, mm-hmm. I think I like Aerith better.
Oh my god.
Like,
why?
Like, her personality is just way more attractive.
Isn't she just, like, goody two-shoes?
No.
What is she?
She's, like, super fun. She challenges you. She's like, listen, don't look after me. I got this.
You know who else is like that?
Hmm.
Tifa Lockhart.
No, Tifa's kind of just like, remember I promise? Remember you're supposed to love me? Remember you're supposed to come back to me?
Yeah, but also she's like, punchy lady.
Oh, combat wise, oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes, they're completely different, but no, it's
I always thought the character, man, I gotta play that game because I thought the characters were reversed.
Yeah, like Tifa Lockhart is classic, like, girl next door, girl you grew up with, a girl who's sweet and innocent. It just so happens she can kick your ass if you piss her off.
Oh, okay.
All right. Aerith is the healer and she looks like the goody two shoes. But she's like the more fun girl. She's like the girl you want to hang out with.
You should come do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm not looking forward to her dying.
Whoa, spoilers.
I know, right?
Dude.
Fuck.
What are you doing?
But yeah, no, that was basically it. Like, I've been playing that. And then, what else? Science Center. Eating a lot of bad food.
Hell yeah.
And then,
Hell yeah.
That's actually been that's my real week. I've just been eating a lot of bad food.
Do you have any new food experiences?
Not new, just like a lot of it. Just a lot of the same shit that I always eat. Although now it is, if you are Catholic, it is Lent.
Oh yeah.
Because we were recording this on Ash Wednesday. Not to get too religious on you guys, but one of the things that Catholics do is they give up something for 40 days until Easter.
I gave up Catholicism.
Good for you. I have not practiced this for the past decade or so. But as a fun little experiment, I thought, I'm going to try and do something again. So I've given up French fries. All French fries.
What? Why?
Because I love French fries.
Why?
Today is Free French Fry Day at McDonald's. And let me tell you.
Do you need the app to do that?
Yep.
Okay,
never mind. And my coworkers did not let me forget it. So... That's how you know who your real friends are.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Good for them. Good for them.
Day one down, 39 to go.
Well, it's 40 days.
It's 40 days, man.
You should have did like that movie, 40 Days, 40 Nights, where he gives up sex for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah, but you know he gives up like masturbation? Yeah. Like, he gives up everything.
Yeah, you gotta do it all.
Why?
You gotta become closer to God.
No. I want this to be attainable. I don't want to hurt myself.
That's hilarious. I want to be able to do it.
Like, listen. At first, it was just McDonald's fries, but then everyone's like, come on, just give up fries. And I said, okay.
Just fries in general?
Just in general.
What about kimchi fries?
I can't. If it's fries, I can't have it.
What about poutine?
Can't have it. I can have hash browns.
No. Those are mashed up fries.
No, those are hash browns.
I feel like that's cheating.
That is not cheating. I've given up fries.
What if you buy...
I've given up the the rectangular prism shape.
So what if you took a poutine and then mashed it?
No, because it started life out as fries.
But then it's not fries when you eat it.
No.
It's mash.
No.
What if you blend it?
No.
What will it blend?
The spirit of poutine is fries.
Bro, that sucks. That fucking sucks. Here I am. I'm like, I wanna go to Smokes.
Yeah, so no fries for me. The other options were alcohol, but I was like, listen, I don't drink enough as it is. So whatever.
Yeah, it's too easy.
The real tough one for me would have been coffee.
I don't know if you would survive. That's another, is this attainable?
Yeah, like that, you're right. That is like sex. Like, it's like, no, it is not attainable. So.
What else could you give up?
So, fries it is, right?
That's like, you giving up coffee is like me giving up video games.
Like the real drastic measure would be saying me giving up fast food, but like, let's be real. That's not going to happen.
What if you're at a restaurant and then the food comes out fast? Does that count as fast food?
I know, like, there's too many technicalities. Like, at what point, what counts as fast food then? Like, right? Yeah, so.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, good luck. I don't support this.
Listen, no one has supported this from day one.
I do not support
this. I don't have a single supporter.
Good.
No one believes in me.
I'm happy that you don't have a supporter.
No one believes in me.
So, yeah.
So, whatever.
There you go.
I'm going to do it.
Your funeral, baby.
Put my back into it.
You could do it. Put your ass into it.
I can have potato hash, right?
I don't know. See, this is where you're like, you're skirting on the edge here.
Okay, I won't have that. I'll just substitute for bread.
I feel like you should just actually cut potatoes.
That was the other one.
Oh, give up bread? But fuck like, that.
It's like, I don't know if I could do that.
Why the fuck would you give up
bread? I love bread too much.
Bread is so good.
I know.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Bread's bomb.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Breadisbomb.com. Because if I gave up bread, I'd give up pizza, give up burgers.
I don't give a shit all the stuff that bread is on. You just give up bread, right? I could just eat plain ass bread. Like, I could always get some ciabatta bread. I'll just eat a thing of ciabatta bread.
You're not wrong. I do that all the time.
It's just good.
Yeah, I know.
You ever get like a roll? Yes. Like a hot roll, put some butter on it?
Yo, you ever get a baguette?
Oh, you get a baguette. Damn, now you're thinking. You get a croissant.
Oh, God. That's just butter.
It is buttered air. You are correct.
That is butter. I might as well just be buying sticks of butter.
What's the Filipino bread?
Oh, the pandesal? Yeah,
pandesal. You get some pandesal, put some margarine on that shit. Come on.
Okay.
Not butter, margarine.
Okay. Can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah,
and that is a great place to end this week's show. It's March next week, baby.
I can't believe it.
March Madness.
Is that a football thing?
March break.
I don't have that.
My birthday.
Oh, that is a thing.
It is.
Yeah. I gotta think of something.
There we go. Look forward to it. See ya!